Breastfeeding. Uasin Gishu County has launched a breastfeeding space for its employees to promote breastfeeding at the workplace. The state-of-the-art breastfeeding space can accommodate up to 15 children at a time and provide adequate breastfeeding support in the workplace. Dubbed Eldoret City Breastfeeding Space, primarily targets county staff by ensuring a more convenient and efficient experience for lactating mothers, thereby enhancing public service delivery as they care for their young ones. This year's theme, Closing the Gap, Breastfeeding for All, which coincides with the commemoration of World Breastfeeding Week, highlights the vital importance of ensuring that every mother receives the support and resources she needs to breastfeed their babies exclusively for the first 6 months to foster optimal growth and development of her child. Speaking while officially launching the breastfeeding space, the governor's spouse Selena B. noted that breastfeeding was more than a natural practice, since it is a fundamental pillar of child health and nutrition, providing essential nutrients and antibodies, bolstering the immune system, and setting the stage for a healthy future for a child, therefore reducing maternal health risks and providing a cost-effective form of contraception. "We recognize breastfeeding as a crucial element of child health, and various programs, especially in Uasin Gishu County, have been implemented to encourage and support breastfeeding," she said. Mrs. B. further encouraged other institutions to adopt this model that fosters a wider network of safe and supportive breastfeeding environments by embracing partnerships to ensure every mother has a dedicated space to care for her child, thus enhancing maternal and child health across our community. On her part, Lands County Executive Dr. Janet Kosgay, who represented Health Services CECM Dr. Abraham Serum, noted that this model of breastfeeding support will not only be limited to the Uasin Gishu District Hospital, but also replicated in other facilities across the county facilities, ensuring that breastfeeding mothers have access to the same level of support and comfort. "By promoting exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months and continuing for 2 years and beyond, we are taking a crucial step toward closing the gap in maternal and child health," said Dr. Kosgay. The CECM also added that a breastfeeding space was important for enhancing inclusivity of the mothers, thus encouraging young mothers to have children and utilize the space as they execute the duties at their places of work. Promotive and Preventive Health Chief Officer Dr. Paul Wangwei urged other institutions to be cognizant and ensure that babies get proper nutrition by embracing such programs. "The new breastfeeding space will provide private booths to ensure mothers can breastfeed comfortably and discreetly, a breast milk cooler that will keep expressed milk fresh and safe, child-friendly areas that will house toys, changing, nap, and play areas to engage and care for children, a handwashing station to promote hygiene for both mothers and children, and lastly, an entertainment and rest areas designed to support the overall comfort of mothers."